Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine, floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was wanting to make sure that this amount gets taken off my account, please.
What's your name and your mailing address?
Lydia Lambert, 252 Highland Drive, Dunlap, Tennessee, 37327.
Okay, I think I have that account. Let's see, will you verify that email address?
lelambertj@aol.com.
Okay, and what's the last four numbers of the card that was charged?
3842.
Okay, and let's see.
And it's just been memoed to my account. It hadn't gone through yet, so I'd like for it not to go through. I'm on Social Security. I can't afford it.
All right. And I do show where you paid $7.95 shipping and handling. Do you recall that?
No, ma'am, I don't.
For the KitchenAid. Okay. It could have been anyone in your household who's done that.
No, it's only me.
All right. Well, we just had to let you know that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. False claims or fraudulent charges will result into a penalty, such as a fine, as long as you're sure that you or no one else in your household placed the order for shipping and handling, then we can proceed with that fraud claim.
Okay.
All right. And so did the last representative give you that cancellation number already?
Yes.
Okay. So we can go ahead and process the refund. Just asked that you would allow 3 to 5 business days to see that credited back on your account.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.